Kulan Lablak, oh not Zub, sorry. Continue the same Zub. Kulan Lablak Gemara. We're up to Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara just said three dinim we compare to each other, the law of Chala, the law of Matz, and the law of Esrig, all three of them, there's a requirement that it belongs to you. So according to Rameyah, that says that Maiser Sheni does not belong to you, it belongs to Hashem. You cannot have Matzah of Maiser Sheni or an Esrig or even Chala. And according to Chacham, that said Maiser Sheni belongs to you, you can. So we're up to the Gemara Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, six lines from the top. Maskin Lora Papa. A Papa asks a question. When it comes to dough, when it comes to challah, the chesiv says ari soy seichem, it has to be your dough. Mishulachem, I understand. Esig nami, the chesiv says lekachten lochem, lochem, it has to be yours. Mishulachem, it has to be yours. So therefore, my shein at yaitz kodra meir. Ela matzin miksiv matzaschem. Where does it say by matzin it has to be yours? Omar Rava says Rava v'itema Rav Yemer v'shamaya. Asir, we learn out lechem lechem. We learn out exei shavah. Of lechem lechem. Ksiv hach, here it says lechem oini, bread of oini, a poor man's bread. Ksiv hasem, and there it says, by ma'isa sheni, v'hoye b'chalchem lechem adas, when you will eat from the bread of the land. And what do we know about ma'isa sheni? Ma'la hala mishulchem, it has to be yours, because it says, avi soy seichem, your dough. Avkan mishulchem, it has to be yours. So matzah, I understand, has to be yours, as well as ma'isa sheni, as well as chal, as well as esrik. Says Yimara Lema, let us say Messiah, I'll bring you a proof. It says Isa Shom Maisa Sheni Doa Mashem Tumel Chala Dibra Meir Chomzei Chayevus. Says Yimara Lema Messiah, and that's a proof. Hainu Hach. In fact, I have a question. What is Rav Asi telling us? Once a clear Brisa, at least we don't need to tell me about regarding Chala Maisa Sheni. Says the Gemara, no, Lema, yeah. Hachikam, lema mit the pligi be isa, because they're arguing in isa b'hanav pligi. Let us say from here's a proof. All we know from here is regarding challah. Once you know regarding challah, then we know the same thing applies to maizah, to matzah from exeder shavah, and the same thing applies to esrig from lachem. So therefore, it's a good proof. So b'hanav pligi argue as well. Either perhaps it's not a good proof. Shaini hosam, there's different by challah. It says ari seichem terezina. Teres press it has to be yours. So when it comes to challah, it has to be yours. When it comes to matzah, we have a gzeira shava, so it has to be yours. But when it comes to esrig, maybe lechem is necessary for something else. And what do you need lechem for? To tell you lechem, but not stolen an esrig, lechem, and not a borrowed esrig. The Rosh says over here, from here, a very important halacha, that when you have matzah, when you have guests for Pesach, the matzah must belong to them in order to be yetzah. If they are not yetzah, if they does not belong to them, you are not yetzah. Big argument when you put matzah on the table in front of your guest, does it belong to the guest? When you put food in front of the guest, who owns the food? If you put, and if you hold that it belongs to that person, when does it become the person? So for example, you put a beautiful steak on somebody's plate and then you get so angry you throw them out. Can the guy say the steak is mine, you put it on my plate and take it with him, or can I take it back? If the person takes the steak and gives it to your daughter and he says you're engaged to me with this steak, and the girl accepts it, she engaged, who owns the steak? Big Machlekes in Poskim, in Simul Lamadal in Ebenezer, Davnim Lunder, and so on. Actually, Staf Lamadal in Masech Nadorim, in the Rishonim as well. So, according to the Machne Ephraim, who says that regarding an Esrik, if you don't pay the full amount before for Sukkot, you're not Yoitze, because it has to be yours entirely. The same thing would apply to Matzah and Pesach. If you don't pay for your full Matzah, you're not Yoitze. But according to the Friedrich Rebbe, clearly says that no such thing. He argues in the Machne Ephraim, and he says when it comes to an esrig, you don't have to pay the full amount. There's nothing wrong that you owe the money. It's still completely yours with a debt on it, but it's completely yours. Then according to Friedrich Rebbe, the same thing would be with matzah. Even though you didn't pay for your matzah before Pesach, it's completely yours and you are yoitzer. Says Gemara further, Boyi, right in the middle page, Boyi Rab Shimaloki, I've got a question, Mahu, can a person be yotze, his obligation, with chala shal maisa sheni b'shalayim? So here you have not just maisa sheni, it's maisa sheni, and it's chala, and we learned in our Mishnah that a kohen can eat matzah of chala, because he can eat chala, so it's talking about a kohen, but it's also maisa sheni b'shalayim. So the Gemara, Eliba the Rabbi Yitzchak Hagluli. Rabbi Yitzchak Hagluli said before that even a Yisro, ordinary Maisa Sheni, cannot be Yitzchak because an onion cannot eat from it. You're not happy, and therefore he has to be happy. Don't talk about later, because he says Lechem Oini means an onion has to be able to eat from that later. But without question, Hashda bechulin loy nafig madach chulin ordinary Maisa Sheni. Rabbi Yitzchak bechalasa meboya. I'm going to ask you a question regarding Maisa Sheni. Chal, of course not. Kida boy lechul bekiva. Question for Rabbi Kiva. He says, "Bechulin who did nothing." By chulin, Rabbi Kiva says, "It's all right." Why is it all right? He doesn't believe in his einin. He said, "Lachem einin ego according to the kri means poor man's bread," and he holds that if it became tame, you can redeem it. Since it would, even though right now it's not tame, but hoyel, since if it would have become tame, you can redeem it and eat it anywhere that just roll. Therefore, it fits the qualification of a chomer shveseichem. But my question is, if this Maisa Sheni was Chala, once Chala became Tomei, you cannot redeem it because you got to burn it. You cannot eat it. You can't do anything with it. So therefore, maybe over here, you can, even though they did not become Tomei, maybe you cannot be Yaitse because where is the Moshe Seichem? So what's the other side of the coin? Why should you think it is good? But on one hand, there's no Heter, for us, you have to burn it. Perhaps will say hoyel. Amrina will say hoyel the evil le kara l'shem. What's the hoyel? What happens if you wouldn't have called it challah? Just be ma'aser sheni. It'd be all right. Since if you would not have called it challah, it would be all right. You can redeem, even though it became tummy, you can redeem it and eat it and throw. So let's use another hoyel and say it's all right. Isle het my shavuot v'nafi bar hashanam enafi yitzer. So that's the question. Ikidam, another version. Surely, there's not a question, it's good enough. Chal of Maisa Sheni will use the rule of Hoyel, since if he would not have called it Chal, and it would have become Tama, you can redeem it anywhere that's Israel, it's good enough. The Boiler, the Vadim in Hoyel, will say Hoyel. Ki the Boiler, Chal halakuach bekesa Maisa Sheni. You bought Chal, even though the Gemara can have now a whole question whether you can make two Hoyels or not. Over here, it's not considered two Hoyels. First of all, if it becomes Tameh, and second of all, you didn't have to call it Chalav Maisa Sheni, you didn't have to call it Chalav. It's only said one Hoyel because you could make it Tameh right now. Anything you could do right now is not called Hoyel. It's much stronger than just a Hoyel. Hoyel is about the past tense. You could have done something in the past. So it's not considered two Hoyels. However, what we're talking about now is, you took the money from Maisa Sheni, you bought something in Yerushalayim, and now it became Tameh. And here we have an argument. How strong is the Kedusha on that item? If the item you bought with the money Maisa Sheni equal to the original Maisa Sheni, then if it becomes Tame, you can redeem it and take it anywhere that's strong. But if it's not as strong as the original Maisa Sheni, then if it became Tame, you can no longer redeem it and take it anywhere that's strong. So he asked, Ki to boil a challah, you bought challah, lukul, because you took the money Maisa Sheni and you bought challah with it. The Rabbanu is not a question. They say that it's equal to the original Maisa Sheni. It's the same thing as before. If you can say the Hoyel that you never called the Chala, the same thing here. Hein Maisa, it's Maisa. Kita Beilach, our question is, Liba Yehuda. According to Yehuda that says that it's not as strong as the original, the Amma, you cover, you bury it. But now we learn, Halakuach, because of Maisa Sheni. If you bought something with the money Maisa Sheni, that became Tameh, Yifta, you redeem it. Yehuda says, equal, you bury it. It says if you bought something with money in Maisa Sheni, the Rabbanan said it's equal to the original, and therefore you can redeem it and then take it anywhere on Eretz Yisrael and eat it. And Rabbi Yehuda says you cover it, it's not strong enough anymore, you cannot redeem it a second time, then you have to bury it. So the question, according to Rabbi Yehuda, me and me, we say hoyel the lolukuach, add another hoyel. If you would not have bought it, let's say the hoyel the lekorah l'shem the itma yesh lehetem hashavas. But nothing bad. Let us use two hoyels. Do we say, since if you wouldn't have bought it, number one. Number two, if you wouldn't have called it challah, let's say it would have been the original Maisa Sheni, and you wouldn't have called it challah, then if you become tameh, you can eat it anyway to throw. Yes, let me show it. But nothing bad. Hashanam and nothing bad, you be yoitza. I deal with chad hoyel aminim, but tre hoyel aminim. We don't say two hoyels. Omar of Zerove, Mestabra, makes sense that shame Maisa chadu. It makes sense that the name Maisa is all one, and therefore you can be Yaitse, the Matzah with Challah of the Gibbot with Maisa Sheni money, even according to the Chachamim. Our Mishnah concluded that the Challah of a Toida and the Kiki of a Nazir We made a difference if you made it for yourself or if you made it to sell. So if you made it for yourself, we said you cannot be Yetzer Yematzer with it. If you made it to sell, you could be Yetzer Yematzer. What's going on here? First of all, you made it for yourself. Why can't you be Yetzer Yematzer? How do you know this? Amar Rabba says Rabba Amar Kross in the pasuk, "Ushmartem es hamatzes." You should guard the matzah, make sure it doesn't become chametz. So we dashen matzah hamishtameres l'shem matzah. Only if it was preserved for the sake of matzah. Yotzezu she'em mishtameres l'shem matzah. This over here was not preserved for the sake of matzah. Ela l'shum zevach. This was not preserved for the sake of matzah. You did it for the sake of a carbon tater. In order to be yaitzah, the mitzvah of matzah, we're talking about the matzah of the first night, not talking about during Pesach. To be yaitzah, mitzvah matzah, it has to be the shame matzah's mitzvah. And here you did it for the shame carbon tater. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Yosef says, I'll give you another reason why. Why, if you had a mind, the carbon tater is no good? Amar Grand and Pasik, Shiva's Yom Matzah Chelu, 7 days you matzah. So he dashed as follows. Matzah and Achelu Shiva's Yomim, if you had a mind that the matzah could be for 7 days, Yotzezu Shein Achelu Shiva's Yomim. If you had a mind, the carbon tater, it's as if you said it's only restricted to one day, because the carbon tater, you only have the night, the day and the night to eat it. Elo, the Yom Velaylam. So the difference would be between Rabbi Yosef and Rabba, according to Rabba, it has to be the Shein Matzah's Mitzah. And so on. So if you had, according to Rabbah, if you had in mind matzah mitzvah and you had a mind of carbon tater, it's good enough. According to Rabbi Yosef, even though you had a mind of shem matzah mitzvah, if you also had a mind of shem carbon tater, it's no good. Tanya was the Rabbah, the price supporting each one. Tanya Kavla said the Rabbah, it says as follows. Yochel, I would have thought Yotzeh they chavasa b'chalos tater ginud. I would have thought Yotzeh with matzah of a tater and matzah of a nozit. Tamalev come tell you shemartem es hamatzahs. Protect the matzahs, matzah, mishtamer l'shem matzah, only matzah that was made l'shem matzah's mitzvah. Yotzezu she'en shomim matzah l'shem zabach. Here you made it for the carbon tater. Sounds like, but if you made it for both, it would be good enough. Tanya kavosid Rabbi Yitzchak, it looked like Rabbi Yitzchak, yochel, I would have thought yotzi deyach kavosid b'chavot tater v'dekin nazah. I thought you'd give you the matzah, tell you the matzah of nazah, tabaloyim, shivaz yom matzah, techelu, 7 days you should be able to eat the matzah. Matzah, only matzah that you can eat for 7 days, you're Yotzeh, your matzah's mitzvah. Yotzezu she'en lechelo shiva. This is not eaten for 7 days, only for 1 day, carbon tater. So I don't care if you also had in mind matzah, but if you had in mind tater, it ruins it. Eliyahu Laila says, the Gemara, I don't understand. Why do you need these two reasons? The tepeglei melechem oini. Why don't we use the reason that says that it has to be an oinin, has to be able to eat from it, and a carbon tater, an oinin, cannot eat from it. Your mitzvah nechobanin is yotzeh. Description here is ain't a nechobanin. You can't eat a carbon tater when you're oinin. Ela b'simcha, only when you're happy. Says the Gemara. We know that all kabbalas are forbidden to an oinin. We learn a kavuchayim from ma'isa. Madach ma'isa, which is so more lenient. Yet the Torah says lechalti ba'oinin, and oinin cannot eat it. Surely a carbon you cannot eat. So why do I need the reason for matzah of a carbon tater is either because it says shemartim es hamatzahs. Or because Shiva's Yamin, just say because an oinin cannot eat it. Says the Gemara, you're right. But that follows a basic Gruli who has a problem with an oinin and matzah. But we saw like Rabbi Akiva. We hold like Rabbi Akiva the Amar Oni Ksiv. It says Oni. Lechem Oni. We look at the way it's written. Poor man's bread. It doesn't matter if an oinin can eat maiz shenat. It doesn't matter. An oinin can eat it as well. Okay, so the Gemara, the table, I want to learn that with matzah shira. Why to say it's a matzah shira? You put oil in there by carbon tater, you put in oil. So it makes a rich man's matzah, you're not yotze, lechem oni has to be poor man's bread. You told me you follow Rabbi Akiva. Omar Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak, let me ask a question. You have 10 big matzahs, each different type, and you only have a half a loig that you split between 20 matzahs, and then you have another half a loig between another 10 matzahs. How much oil do you think each matzah gets? A drop. That's not called matzah shira. Omar Yitzchak, a viyasi, you must chalek as the kamachalas. You got a viyasi, it's a quarter of a loig, and you divide it among the hamachalas. So it's not called rich man's matzah. Therefore, we have to give another reason why you're not yotzer the first night. So the matter of a tape of why don't you say the problem is that carbon tater can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, not in the Tire to throw. And the pot said b'chomash v'seichem. But the shlok is if he learned out an interesting thing that chalos tater or the kikin nozin necholin b'neiva given. There was a period in the beginning when they didn't have the Mishkan; they all had bummers. You can build. Do whatever you want with it, any kabbonis. The cave that you saw the first 40 years, they had bummers till they built the Mishkan. And on these bummers, we had two kinds of bummers. We had a bummer gedolah and a bummer ktana. The Bava Gedolah was in Beis Hamikdash and in the Mishkan, and they all and they brought their kabbalas that they fixed in time, and there were kabbalas tzibur that were fixed in time. In your private kabbalas, you brought your nedarim and nedavos, and Agmin Tanayim if you also brought other kabbalas as well. And then there was a period Noivin Givan, which was a time when the Aron was taken away by the Plishtim, and even though it was brought back for 20 years, it stayed with David, and he did not put it back in the Mishkan. So during those years, when there was no Aron, everyone had a Bava Ktanah. And we must say that this Tana held that a carbon teider was able to be brought. A carbon teider was able to be brought as well at that time, even though it doesn't have a fixed time. And therefore, because should we start again? So the Gemara says it was a period during Noiv and Givan, and that says Yishlokish. Here we see that in Noiv and Givan they were able to bring a carbon teider as well, and because they were able to bring a carbon teider in Noiv and Givan, and what's so special about Noiv and Givan is that you didn't have the limitations. There was no Yerushalayim then, so you're able to eat the carbon teider in the entire Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, there was a time that the matzah was b'chol moshvei seichem, so you can have matzah from a carbon teider, and that's why we had to give another reason. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Tanya b'ladam rabbeloyi, sha'alti rabbelezer, I asked rabbelezer, ma'u she yetzi adam, can you be yetzi b'chalos teider kikinazer? Amali, he told me, lo shemaiti, I don't know. Bossi v'sha'alti l'fnei rabbeshu, I asked rabbeshua, amali told me, hadi amru we say, chalos teider kikinazer, sha'osan las, he did it for yourself. If you did it for yourself, you cannot go and sell it in the market. But what's that? If you did it for yourself, if you did it to sell in the marketplace, yaitse ben you are yaitse. Ukashabasi vehitseisi dvorim. I went back to Abeleza. I told him what I just heard. Oh, Mali, he told me, bris hein. I swear, hein hadvorim shenem lemeshu sinai. This is mamash halacha lemeshu sinai. Or you can have many others say, Bri, he's a question. Bri saying, what is this kind of hey, not volume, Chanel, Majin? What's the logic? Like, time of boy, you have to explain. What's it you make it for yourself or for others? The time am I? Why? Amar Rabba says, Rabba, call the shuk. Because when you make it for yourself, you thought it will be a carbon trader, so you're not Yetzer Matzah. But call the shuk, if you made it to sell, you don't know for sure you'll sell. Say, Imluche Memlech, as if you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to hedge my bets. Amar, he said, Im is Davin, Ms. Davin. If I find a purchaser, it's a carbon trader. But Elaine is Davin. If I don't find a purchaser, Eifig Bahano, I'll use it as Matzah. So retroactively, it was always Matzah. And therefore, I am Yetzer. And that's why, since there was a time that it could be that your carbon teider was able to do an Eved Givan, you all those roles, I need another reason why you couldn't use matzah of a carbon teider, and we had to give the reason because it's not done with Shem Matzah's mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop over here and we'll continue. We did tomorrow's Gemara as well.